I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Today's high will be 42 degrees, but right now downtown, 34 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
It is sports. Everything came together for Utah football in Las Vegas Friday night as they took down college football playoff hopeful USC to win the second straight Pac-12 championship.
The Utes will head back to the Rose Bowl, and two other local teams just found out their bowl opponents. Our live team coverage kicks off with KSL News Radio's Adam Small. Adam?
Yeah, Amanda, it is the second straight Rose Bowl berth for the Utes after that dominating performance Friday night. And this time around, they're the higher-ranked team going in. Let's get a look at that game right now with KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
KSL Sports Utes insider Rochelle Bodkin says this Utah team, number 8 in the college football playoff, is likely to play in the final Rose Bowl in its current format.
This is a game that people are kind of considering perhaps the last traditional Rose Bowl game since they agreed to terms with the upcoming new college football playoff system that moves things to a 12-team playoff.
The improbable road to Pasadena completed 4 steps that had to fall their way in order to reach the championship and eventually the Rose Bowl. The Rose Bowl kicks off Monday, January 2nd, 2023 at 3 p.m. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
And along with Utah going to the Rose Bowl, BYU will play Southern Methodist University in the New Mexico Bowl on December 17th. After a 6-6 season, Utah State made the cut still, and they'll play Memphis in the First Responder Bowl December 27th. Unfortunately, Weber State fans, that season is over after a great regular season. Ended with a tough playoff loss to Montana State, 33-25. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. The Supreme Court hears arguments later today in what could be a landmark First Amendment case pitting the right to free speech against laws protecting LGBTQ rights.
The Supreme Court is set to decide whether a public service can be denied based on a person's constitutional right to free speech versus equal LGBTQ rights. It stems from a Colorado case brought by website designer Lori Smith, appealing to the Supreme Court not to be fined or otherwise punished under Colorado law for refusing to work on an LGBTQ-themed project, saying it would violate her religious beliefs. Colorado's Attorney General Philip Weiser says otherwise.
If you're open to the public, you need to accommodate everybody. That's a core of our civil rights law, and it has deep roots in American law.
The FBI is investigating what authorities are calling a deliberate attack on 2 power substations in Moore County, North Carolina, over the weekend that left tens of thousands of people without electricity and forced to deal with the freezing temperatures. Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Field says they're investigating whether that attack targeted a drag show.
The individual that done this, it was targeted. It wasn't random. The person that done this or the persons knew exactly what they were doing.
It could take until Thursday for Duke Energy to fully restore power. Moore County schools are closed today.
KSL Weather Now with Matt Johnson. A little bit of wet commute this morning, but don't expect it to last.
Today's little cold front is going to stall out, mainly bringing rain and snow to Utah County and Salt Lake County. You get north of that, and I think you're going to stay dry with cloudy skies. Now, working into the weekend, it looks like we'll have another chance for more accumulating snow on the valley floor as a stronger storm gets organized, moves in, bringing rain, snow showers Friday, Saturday afternoon, the best chance for snow, and then lingering Sunday.
Matt says it's actually going to be pretty warm throughout the day today. Temperatures climbing into the lower 40s for the Salt Lake Valley.
First look traffic once again. And back to you, Eric.
Northbound slowing I-15 from Santa Quinn to Provo. We're starting to see things space out and pick up the pace just a little bit, so there is hope. You also have southbound slowing in Davis County, Layton to Farmington. The rest of the way on I-15 across the Wasatch Front looks pretty good. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 7:35.
The death of a freshman student at Utah Tech University in St. George is being called an accident. Early yesterday morning, student Peyton Hall fell 55 feet from a balcony.
He did have those good connections with friends and roommates. Then also several instances of seeing his academic advisor and seeing his peer coach.
Utah Tech Dean of Students Allie Threet tells KSL-TV that she expects this accident to have a heavy effect on the student body and the staff.
New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand wants to bring financial institutions into the fight against mass shootings. She's calling for the Justice and Treasury Departments to implement a merchant category code for credit card purchases from firearm dealers. Gillibrand insists it will not target the everyday gun owner, but instead suspicious purchases.
It's really designed specifically for someone who's amassing such a large quantity that it is an unusual buying pattern, not the buying pattern of an enthusiast.
Credit card companies already use the codes to identify transactions from other types of vendors.
Today is the final day of campaigning before Tuesday's Senate runoff in Georgia. ABC's Justin Finch has more now from Washington.
It's time to have our voices heard and our vote counted. I know you might be tired, but can you imagine how tired you're going to be if Herschel Walker is your senator for the next 6 years?
After neither met the 50% threshold for a November midterm win, Republican challenger Herschel Walker and incumbent Raphael Warnock are vying once more to be Georgia's next senator. Early voter turnout breaking records. More than 1.8 million Georgia voters already cast ballots, despite a new law limiting early voting days.
Utahns may be ready to move on when it comes to their picks for a Republican presidential nominee. A new poll from the Deseret News and Hinckley Institute of Politics shows even among Republicans, former President Donald Trump is not their first choice. If the primary were held today, only about 14% would back the former president, compared to 24% for Ron DeSantis and about 21% who say they're not sure.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.